Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. This time, we're going to be taking a look at the California home insurance crisis.
Yeah.
We're going to be using a great article from Old Money Capital called California Home Insurance Crisis, Causes, Challenges, and Solutions. And basically, our goal today is to just kind of see why are so many insurance companies leaving the state? And what does that mean for current California homeowners or even potential homeowners? So yeah, we'll get into all that. But
yeah.
I think one of the things that really stood out to me in this article is that they opened with this statistic. Between 2020 and 2022, over 800,000 homeowner policies were dropped by insurance companies. Yeah, 800,000, that's a huge number.
Yeah, that is a pretty shocking number.
And that's not, all throughout the state, over 500,000 of those were in LA County alone.
Yeah, and this is something that's really hitting people personally. I mean, the author of this article actually had two of their own properties non-renewed by Guard and Nationwide. And despite the fact that they hadn't filed a claim in 5 years. So this is really impacting people. They're losing their insurance and it's putting them in a difficult spot where they have to make some tough choices.
Yeah. So if your insurance company does drop you, what are your options? I know this article talked about the California FAIR Plan. Is that a good option?
Well, the FAIR Plan is designed to be kind of a safety net, but it's not really a perfect solution. A lot of times it has much higher premiums, sometimes double what you were paying before. And oftentimes it doesn't have the same comprehensive coverage. So, for many people, this is a last resort.
Okay, so it's better than nothing, I guess. But, kind of the bigger question is, why are so many of these insurance companies fleeing California in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
I know the article breaks it down into four key factors.
Yeah, it does.
I know the first one is something we hear a lot about. It's the natural disasters, especially wildfires. California's always been prone to those, but it seems like they're getting more frequent and more destructive each year.
Yeah, I mean, the Camp Fire back in 2018 really showed just how devastating these fires can be. Burning over 150,000 acres, destroying almost 20,000 buildings. And even just this year, we've seen these major fires in Pacific Palisades, Eaton Canyon. These events create huge financial risks for insurers who are on the hook for covering the costs of rebuilding.
Yeah, especially with, the cost of everything going up, the cost of rebuilding has got to be way higher than it used to be. Actually, the article mentioned something about reinsurance. The cost of reinsurance has skyrocketed. I don't really fully understand reinsurance. Can you break that down for me?
Sure. So reinsurance is basically insurance for insurance companies. When a huge disaster like a wildfire happens, that can create billions of dollars in claims. So reinsurance helps to spread that risk, So any single insurance company isn't completely wiped out by one event.
No.
But the problem is the cost of this reinsurance has gone way up recently, partly because of all the climate-related disasters that are happening. And so that increased cost is passed along to the insurance companies and then ultimately to, the consumers through higher premiums.
Okay, so we got more wildfires, the cost of rebuilding is higher, and this reinsurance thing is just adding to the cost.
Yeah.
Are there any other factors driving these insurance companies out of California?
Well, the article talks about how California's regulations are making it difficult for these companies to adjust their rates.
So they can't just raise the rates whenever they want.
Right. There are regulations to protect consumers, but the article argues that these regulations are making it too difficult for the insurance companies to reflect the real risks in their pricing. And so they're kind of in a tough position. Either they try to absorb those costs and risk going bankrupt, or they just pull out of California completely.
So it sounds like California is trying to do the right thing and keep insurance affordable. But is that actually backfiring and making the situation worse?
It's definitely a complex issue, yeah, with unintended consequences. And, on top of that, there's just this general sense of market instability. You got homeowners who are worried about losing their insurance. You got insurers who are disagreeing with regulators about, what prices should be. And everyone's trying to figure out what's going to happen with climate change, what's going to happen with, the risk of natural disasters.
So it's a volatile situation all around. It's a pretty grim picture for Californians. But the article did talk about how the government is trying to address this, right? So what's being done to try to help homeowners?
Yeah, there are a few things. Well, the insurance commissioner, Ricardo Larsa, he's been taking some steps, trying to stabilize things.
Okay, so what's he actually doing?
Well, one of the biggest things is he's putting these moratoriums on non-renewals in areas that have been hit by wildfires recently.
Okay.
So, for a certain amount of time, the insurance companies can't drop policies in those zip codes.
Oh, so it's like giving people some breathing room after a disaster. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. You know, don't want to add insult to injury by dropping their insurance when they're already dealing with the aftermath of a fire.
Right.
And he's also asked insurers to extend that protection even further. Like, even if you got a non-renewal notice like 90 days before a fire hit your area, you might still be protected.
Oh, wow. Okay, so even if you got that notice before the fire, you might still be okay.
Yeah, that's the idea. It's trying to provide a wider safety net.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But those moratoriums sound like temporary fixes. Is he doing anything to address, like, the bigger picture, the systemic issues, you know, that are causing all this?
Yeah, he's also working on some regulatory reforms, you know. One of the things he's focusing on is expanding the coverage options, trying to modernize some of the rules that have been leading to these higher costs and fewer policies available.
Okay, can you give me an example of, like, what kind of regulations he's changing?
Sure. So one example is the way that they assess a home's wildfire risk. You know, in the past, they relied a lot on these old fire maps that didn't really reflect, you know, how wildfires actually behave these days. Mm. So some homes were being labeled as high risk, even if they had actually done things to make them safer.
Mm.
So now they're pushing for insurance companies to use more sophisticated modeling. That takes into account, you know, things like defensible space around your property or home hardening, which, you know, those things can make a big difference.
So if I, like, went and, you know, did all this stuff to my house, made it more fire resistant, my insurance could actually go down.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, the goal is to reward homeowners who are, you know, taking responsibility and doing what they can to protect their property.
That sounds like a good step.
Yeah.
But is it enough to really turn things around? What's the outlook, you know, for the future of the California insurance market?
Well, Commissioner Lara seems to think that these changes will help to stabilize the market, you know, maybe by mid to late 2025.
Yeah.
He thinks that if they can create, you know, a more stale regulatory environment, more companies will be willing to come back to California, and that'll hopefully lead to lower costs and, you know, more options for consumers.
So there's hope. But it sounds like it's going to be a rough ride for a little while longer.
Yeah, probably. Even with these reforms, you know, it's likely that people are going to be facing higher premiums and, you know, just fewer choices for a while. It's going to take some time for things to adjust.
Okay, so that's the insurance market.
Yeah.
But what about, like, the bigger consequences of this? You know, for homeowners and just for the state in general, what happens?
Well, for homeowners, you know, the most obvious thing is the financial burden. You know, yeah. It's not just the higher premiums, but it's also the possibility of losing your coverage altogether.
Right.
And if you can't get insurance, you know, through the traditional market or even through that FAIR plan, you know, people might have to make some really hard choices about their homes.
Like, what could they even do?
I mean, some people might be forced to sell, especially if they're in a high-risk area.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, that could set off a chain reaction. If whole neighborhoods become uninsurable, you know, it's going to change who can live there, who can afford to stay. It could affect property values. It could reshape, you know, entire communities.
It's like a slow motion disaster.
Yeah. And it's not just homeowners. You know, this could impact the whole California economy.
Yeah.
If businesses don't want to invest here because of the risk, it could really slow things down.
Like a domino effect.
Exactly. And we haven't even talked about the, you know, the social and environmental impacts. If people have to move because they can't afford to live in these high risk areas, you know, it could make inequality worse, put more pressure on other regions, you know.
So it's not just about insurance. It's about climate change. It's about the economy. It's about social justice. It's about the future of California.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So given all that, what are your thoughts on potential solutions? Do you think the government's doing enough, or do we need to be thinking more outside the box?
It's a really complex problem.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like there's going to be, like, a quick fix. The government's trying, but, you know, maybe we do need to look at some other options as well. I know the article briefly mentioned homeowners taking, you know, proactive steps to reduce their risk. But, you know, I'm wondering, what can homeowners actually do that would make a difference for these insurance companies? You make them more likely to insure them.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's something that I think a lot of people don't really think about. You know, we focus on the big picture stuff, regulations and, you know, climate change. But, you know, individual homeowners can actually make a big difference. If insurers see that you're taking steps to make your property more resistant to fire, you know, it reduces their risk, and that makes them more willing to, you know, offer you coverage and at a better price.
Okay, so what can people do? Like, what are some concrete things? Well, one of the biggest things is defensible space, you know, clearing brush and vegetation around your property. You don't have to make your yard look like a desert, but you want to create a buffer zone that can help slow down a fire or, you know, even stop it from reaching your house.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then I know I've heard about this home hardening thing.
Right, yeah.
What is that?
Home hardening is basically making your house itself more resistant to fire. So that could be, you know, replacing a wood roof with something fire resistant, or installing ember resistant vents, even using fire resistant plants in your landscaping. You know, those upgrades might seem expensive, but they can really save you a lot of trouble in the long run. And they might even get you a discount on your insurance.
So it's about homeowners being proactive.
Yeah.
You know, not just waiting for something bad to happen.
Right, exactly. Take control.
Okay, but even if homeowners do everything right,
yeah,
it still seems like a really big challenge. Mm-hmm. Are there any other, you know, kind of innovative solutions out there that people are talking about?
Yeah, there are some interesting ideas. One that's gaining traction is this idea of a public-private partnership.
What's that?
So basically it would be, you know, the government sharing some of the risk with the private insurance companies. So that would make it less risky for them to, you know, offer coverage in these high-risk areas.
Okay, how would that work?
Well, the details are still being worked out, but one idea is that the state could set up a reinsurance fund. You know, so if the losses from, like, a major disaster go above a certain amount, the fund would kick in and cover, you know, the rest.
Okay, so it protects the insurance companies.
Right, and that would hopefully keep them in California.
That's interesting. Are there any other kind of outside-the-box ideas?
Yeah, people are also talking about creating new types of insurance,
right,
you know, specifically for California, like maybe policies that just cover wildfire risk,
okay,
separate from, you know, earthquakes or floods or whatever.
So it's more targeted.
Right, and hopefully more affordable, you know, for people in those fire-prone areas.
Yeah.
And there's also been talk about, you know, maybe having tiered coverage, where homeowners can choose, you know, different levels of protection based on, you know, how much risk they're willing to take.
Oh, interesting.
So it's more flexible. You know, it's not one size fits all.
So it sounds like there's a lot of room for innovation.
Yeah, it's not just about fixing the old system. It's about, you know, rethinking how we do insurance in a world where the climate is changing.
Yeah, you're right. This is kind of a wake-up call. You know, we got to rethink how we do things.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive. You know, we've covered a lot of the, you know, how bad the crisis is, what's causing it, and, you know, some potential solutions. But one thing that really struck me is the, you know, the human side of all this.
Yeah.
Like behind every one of those non-renewal notices, there's a family that's, you know, worried about what they're going
to
do.
Right. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the numbers. But this is really about people's lives, their homes.
Absolutely.
It's a reminder that we need to, you know, approach this with compassion and, you know, try to find solutions that work for everyone.
So I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. Imagine California 10 years from now. You know, what do you think it's going to look like? Especially in those, you know, those beautiful areas that are also prone to wildfires.
That's a tough one. I'd like to think that we'll be more resilient, you know, that homeowners will be more prepared and, you know, have the resources to protect themselves, and that insurance will be more affordable, but also, you know, reflect the real risks, and that everyone will work together, you know, homeowners and the government and the insurance companies, to find solutions that protect people and property. You know, it's not going to be easy, but I think we can do it, you know, create a better future for California.
That's a great vision. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the California home insurance crisis. We hope you learned something and, you know, maybe it'll make you think a little bit differently about the choices we all have to make.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep exploring.